Let's shift to the third part then of, well, how do you think people develop leadership skills? How do we help people now that we kind of know, like, okay, why you should have it, what exactly it is? Well, how do you develop it? What exactly is the best way to think about developing leadership skills?
I think two things. One is, you know, understanding what resources are out there for you that can offer value. And the reason why I say that, one is, and I'm not just trying to plug this, but this blog did help me, right?
Yeah.
Because there were things in there I didn't even realize that I wasn't doing right.
It's helping. I've written most of the blog. It even helps me because when I actually am in a situation when you can't see clearly, yeah. I search on my own blog and I read my own words and I go, wow, yeah, that's actually, I got to remember that.
And then
that's
the second thing is the practice, right? And what I mean is like these small things is practicing certain things that are, you know, skills really and understanding. Like I didn't even know how to write a proper email managing upwards before, right? And you'd be surprised, a lot of people don't know. They think they know, but there's so many subtleties.
They haven't seen an example.
They haven't seen an example, right?
The differences that it could make.
Well, exactly. And all the nuances that can go in, even if it's just a one little paragraph, it could be, you could be writing one little paragraph that is infinitely more powerful than like the four or five or a full page of detailed notes that would change the perception of your of what your boss has to you.
Yeah. And that's some of the stuff we'll get into when we when we talk about managing upward in a different session. And I think that's actually one of the key nuances that people understand but don't quite know what to do with.
So that's what I'm pointing out is it's the subtleties that I didn't even know about existed when it started this brought to light, like, oh wow, there is a lot to this game that I don't know and I don't even see.
Yeah.
So
I think besides practice and resources, one thing I would add to that is mindset. Because a lot of times I think if you went to an average school and you think you're a worker, you are going to always be that. I think a mindset is you are a leader. You can be a leader. There is no limit to who you are and where you can get to. Because the limit is the thing that we place on ourselves. Oh, wait, I only did this. I can only beat this much. No, that's not true. You can be as much as you want. And one of the things is you are a leader. You're just on a path of becoming a better one.
Yeah.
And so in a way, when you look at your job in a different lens and say, today, I am a team member. I'm a business analyst for a product team, right? But you are a leader already. So in that role, how can you contribute? How can you provide perspectives that maybe your product owner doesn't have? How can you help in a way that you're not helping today? And those are the type of things that I think you can more tactically look at. Or if you're already a manager of people, well, how are you managing those people? How are you serving them to develop them as more powerful team members? And how are you providing vision for them that could inspire them to do more?
Yeah, and I absolutely believe, it's not I don't think, it is absolutely a fact that you've seen great leaders come out of schools you never even heard of.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, my school included.
75% of CEOs out there, not from top 20 schools.
Well, not even from, they quit.
Yeah, they for sure.
Right, especially in this environment of the startup world, right?
Absolutely.
That have had companies that have exponential growth. And
from
fast.
Leaders that never finished college.
They never finished college. I mean, they're very famous ones too, right? So it's and then you have the ones that are from schools you've never heard, like University of Waterloo. I've never heard of that. And one of the top leaders who's a VC now, who owns part of the Golden State Warriors, was from that school and you never even heard of him. You can't even pronounce his name. Most people can't pronounce his name. It's kind of funny, but extraordinary leader and he's gotten results and, you know,
so I think what you're saying, anybody can be
anyone
a leader,
can
any
absolutely do it.
And it starts today.
Anyone
so
can absolutely do it.
So I would say
it.
that's super important because then it gives you a different mindset altogether about what's possible.
Yeah, and just for me as an example, I had no idea of what I was going to do for work until the age of 28. Mm-hmm. And when I reached 28, then I realized I can't go back to school for this because there was no school teaching this. That was the first
thing. Online marketing.
Yeah.
Because it just came out.
It just came out. And then the second thing was, there was just no one giving me the time to teach. But so I had to learn it myself. But you can just do it. You just figure it out. And definitely some people, I always thought I was just going to be a 9-to-5 guy, mm-hmm. go to work, you know, live an average life and this and that. But some breaks went my way and some people took some interest and coached me and it completely changed like 180 degrees my life.
But you had a spark, a passion for something.
Correct.
I think you inspired people. It isn't just you're lucky and other people took you under their wings and if you're if another person isn't lucky and meet people. I think you have...
Well, you make your own luck too, right?
Right. Yeah. You had a certain commitment and interest in how you're going to build your intellectual capacity, how you're going to contribute to the world. And in this case, it was online marketing. You were so passionate for it that I know you told me this story. You didn't... You are a marketing major.
Correct.
But because it wasn't taught in school, you stood in front of this guy's work for a month...
Yeah,
asking more. Him to teach you just what is online marketing, what is this, and he said no for the first month.
Yeah,
and that takes effort.
Well, so we eventually went into business together because I bothered him so much.
Exactly, but what I'm saying is that it does take your own initiative, that actually in itself is leadership skills.
Yeah.
That comes from at the very very basic level. It's initiative. It's actually taking initiative of something that isn't given to you. You're not responding to an order. You're doing something on your own because of something you care about. And that fundamentally, if you just follow that basic principle and do that in any job, in any level today, then you're already a leader just on your way to becoming a better one.
Well, and what was interesting is people would ask me, why are you doing that? Why do you keep waiting? Like, he wouldn't even show up to work sometimes, and I was waiting there.
Right.
And the person would come out and tell me that, you know, looking, I was disappointed, and I would just walk away and say, okay, I'll come back the next day. But what it was
that's amazing.
I would do it because I felt it was such a liberating feeling for me to realize what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I said, I will try to learn this any way possible. And the reason why I bring that up is because it is a liberating feeling. You don't mind, in my opinion, you won't mind trying to learn it. If you're passionate about it, you're going to do those extra things because what it comes down to is, what are you going to do that others aren't willing to do?
And I think there's going to be a whole different session we should have with you around how to find your passion,
because
you and I are very different on how we found our passions. But I think I would like to conclude this session. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks a lot.
I hope this was helpful
for those listening. It's enormously helpful to me.
Thank you.